In this bulletin, a US police officer convicted of murdering Australian woman Justine Dumont Roosecheck. Venezuela's defence minister downplays the opposition's calls for a military uprising. And in football, Ajax beats Tottenham Hotspur in the European Champions League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Former Minneapolis police officer Mohammed Noor has been found guilty of third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter over the shooting death of Australian woman Justine Dumont Roosecheck. Noor was immediately taken into custody and will be sentenced on the 7th of June. Defence lawyers argued Noor shot Ms. Dumont Roosecheck to protect his partner because he feared an ambush when responding to her emergency call, in which she said she thought a sexual assault was taking place nearby. Prosecutors argued the shooting was unreasonable and contrary to police department training policy. Ms. Dumont Roosecheck's fiancé, John Dumont, says he hopes lessons will be learned.
My fiancé was shot dead in her pajamas as she walked up to a police car, which she had summoned. Ironically, the Minneapolis Police Department emblem on the squad door reads, "To protect with courage and to serve with compassion." I implore the Minneapolis Mayor, Jacob Frey, to ensure that these essential human values are not just words on a car door.
Labor is promising to make South Australia's Spencer Gulf region a so-called renewable energy zone if it wins the federal election. It comes after Labor made the same pledge for areas in Tasmania and Western Australia. The announcements are part of a proposed $5 billion package aimed at supplying regional areas with renewable energy and employment. Labor's energy spokesman, Mark Butler, says the individual projects will create thousands of new jobs for their respective areas.
The purpose behind these announcements is to provide a very clear investor signal about where the best renewable energy resources are in Australia, as identified by the energy market operator. That will give people the confidence to move to areas like these renewable energy zones because there will be long-term jobs there.
The Liberal Party has dumped its federal election candidate for the Victorian seat of Isaacs for making Islamophobic comments online. Jeremy Hearn posted on the website Quadrant Online saying that Muslims were what he termed of bad character. He also wrote Muslims subscribe to an ideology which he claimed requires the killing or enslaving of the citizens of Australia. Mr. Hearn has apologised for the comments. Venezuela's defence minister is downplaying the significance of opposition leader Juan Guaido's call for a military uprising, saying only a small group of soldiers had joined in the rebellion. Mr. Guaido posted a video to social media yesterday calling for more members of the military to help him end President Nicolas Maduro's time as leader. But military leaders appear to be standing behind Mr. Maduro. Tens of thousands of protesters supporting both sides have gathered at different points in the capital, Caracas. Defence Minister Vladimir Padrino says any bloodshed will be on the hands of Mr. Guaido.
You that are searching for violence, uneasiness, chaos, anarchy and death, I urge you to stop those activities and I make you responsible for whatever acts of violence, death or bloodshed that occurs in Venezuela from this moment.
An Australian-born cricketer has been jailed for 5 years by a British court over a rape. Alex Hepburn has been convicted of having unsolicited sex with a woman he found sleeping in a teammate's bedroom in 2017. Prosecutors had alleged that 23-year-old Hepburn had sex with the complainant less than a week after posting rules on what the court termed a sexual stat chat game on a WhatsApp group. The aim of the game was to have sex with as many women as possible. And listeners who want information on sexual assault support or advice can call 1-800-RESPECT. To sport and in football, Dutch club Ajax has secured a 1-0 first leg semi-final win against English Premier League club Tottenham Hotspur in the European Champions League. Donny van der Beek's 15th minute goal secured an impressive victory for the Dutch club and gives it the edge going into next week's second leg in Amsterdam. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy and 20. Adelaide, showers, 19. Melbourne, a few showers, 21. Hobart, possible light, late rain and 21 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two, 22. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, also partly cloudy, 25. Brisbane, a shower or two, 26. Cairns, much the same, 30. And Darwin, a possible shower and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.